I'm tired, I'm worn, my heart is heavy from the work it takes to keep on breathing. I've made mistakes, I've let my hope fail, my soul feels crushed by the weight of this world.
Hello everybody, you're listening to The Hope Show, and I'm standing in today. So, in this world that we have, we're dealing with today, we need some love in this world. You know, for my faith, and you don't have to agree, for my faith, God is love. You know, the book says, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Isn't that cool? I mean, it was that doggone simple, man. You know, a lot of folks out there frustrated by the world the way that it's going, and you know, you can't deny, even if you're a believer or a non-believer, that we really need a lot of love in this world. We need some God in this world. Plain and simple to me. You know, John 4:16 said, So we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. So if you're standing in love, God's there with you, you know? You know, there's a lot of, I think even during the trials and tribulations of life, we have times where we're not necessarily standing in God's light. And that's not a good thing, I'm pretty sure of. You know, the thing that we got as humans is we don't always make the right choices. You know, for whatever reason, we kind of try to take the hard road, and the hard road doesn't always seem to work out to our benefit. But the thing about it is, you know, you can always go back to God. You know, God is love. You know, in 1 John 4-8, it says, anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. And so, you know, if you're out there loving somebody, you're getting close to God. That's pretty easy, you know. It's not that hard. You know, Romans 5:8 said, but God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. That's a sacrifice. You know, it's amazing that somebody would actually sacrifice, you know, not only their only son, but their only son would sacrifice his own life for folks out there in the world that you know, pretty much don't appreciate him, that despise him. But regardless, you know, it's really amazing that you know, that type of sacrifice, the ultimate sacrifice. You know, I don't know how to reach into the hearts of even the non-believers out there and come to an understanding that we could all agree upon, that love is very important. It's a very important thing. And I find my love through God. And, you know, my God, my family, you know, it's just, to me, every time I'm in love, I'm walking with God, and I love walking with God, because love is pretty awesome. John 4 through 19, we love because he first loved us. You know, we think we can do everything without God, but in reality, he loved us first, you know. And when we love him back, then God's happy. God's always happy when we're loving God, you know. Anyway, you know, even if you think you've done some terrible things in your life, and you can't never be forgiven, you might be surprised. That's what the whole entire thing was all about. Forgiveness, you know. And forgiving your enemies, those who've done you wrong. You know, God can come out there and send his only son to die for you. Then it's only a tiny fraction of what that must have been like for you to repay God just by showing some love to somebody who done you wrong. You know, you just go out there and you be the best person you possibly can. You shine that light that is you, and you just glorify God in that way. Just that simple. You know, you wasn't asked to get up on a cross and die and suffer and all that kind of stuff. You were only asked to believe. That was that. It was that easy. It was asked to believe and walk as close as you can in that path, you know, to, you know, in goodness and love and caring for one another. It was that easy. And even if you've done wrong, the book says for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. That, you know, we've all done wrong in our life. You know, I don't necessarily think we were all born rotten. I think we were born innocent, and then life kind of just took us down the wrong path. And, you know, it's our choice which one of those paths we want to take. So, you know, it's just, we have free will. We have a choice. We have a journey to walk, a life of, you know, a lot of interesting stuff going to happen during this life.
must go along till the Lord will come and call, call me away.
Oh, yes.
Where the morning's so bright and the lamb is the light and the night, night is as fair as the day. That I am.
Oh, yes.
There will be peace in the valley for me someday.
There will be peace in the valley for me.
Oh, Lord, I pray.
Special song for special times, right? You might be surprised at how things work. You know, when we talk about love, we still ain't even out of John. So see what kind of love is this? 1 John 3:1. So see what kind of love the Father has given to us that we should be called children of God. And so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. You know, we have hope because we have love. It's kind of like the Hope Show. It's pretty amazing because it's built on love, and that's wonderful about my wife Beverly. She's just an amazing soul. She wants to spread love and the message of God around, and you know, give everybody some hope. That's why she called her show Hope, the Hope Show. It's really amazing. But moving on to Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. That's a big, profound statement, you know. Something that somebody could do, you know, give the ultimate sacrifice for the love of somebody else. That's just, you know, no matter where you come from, the folks that literally put themselves on the line and go out there and take care of others before they take care of themselves, and they do it because of love, they're walking in God. They're walking with God, you know, and that's just a good thing. You know, Psalms 8:6, 15. But you, O Lord, are God, merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in the steadfast love and our faithfulness. You know, when you listen to the story of life and how constantly things seem to be chaotic when we're far away from God, we step out of that light, we step out of that love, and we try to go it alone, and next thing you know, we're having trials and tribulations, and every time something goes awry, we want to blame it on God. You know, if you look at this beautiful earth that we're standing on that was gifted to us, you know, it's amazing. That had to have been made out of love. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. Zephaniah 3:17, the Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by his love. He will exalt you exalt over you with the loud singing. It kind of gives me a visual of angels singing, you know, to the glory of God and raising your heart and your spirit up to the highest reaches of heaven. Isn't that a wonderful sound? Deuteronomy 7:9. I can't even talk straight. Just love to you. And about the forgiveness of your sins and things you've done wrong in your life. We weren't perfect. We were made perfect, but our spirits, our souls, you know, we came into this world with free will, not with the knowledge of what God, you know, played, because she attributes me to being given to her by God, and I feel the same way, you know. So I'm gonna play this song right here.
I've been a walking heartache, I've made a mess of me. The person that I've been lately ain't who I wanna be. But you stay here right beside me and watch as the storm blows through.
Isn't those just amazing words? You know, they just kind of warm your heart when you think about the miracle that your significant other, God, put into your life that made things so wonderful. Were your strengths or her weaknesses or vice versa, you know, and you compliment each other. That's amazing. You know, there's no fear. Is it in 1 John 4:18? There's no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fears. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love. Once you have love in your heart, you know, love's the most powerful thing in your arsenal, so to speak. You know, 1 Corinthians 13:13 says, "So now faith, hope, and love abide, these three, but the greatest of these is love." The most powerful tool in your arsenal is love. See, God created you in His image, and if God is love, then that means you're love too. Ain't that cool? And you can share that love, and the best thing about it is you can never run out of it. You know? It's a whole lot of love to go around, and we live our lives in love. We're walking with God. That's pretty doggone cool, if you ask me. Romans 8:37-39. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Ain't nothing gonna take you away from God except for you. If you love God, you're with God. It's that easy. You stop loving God, and you stop standing in that light and love for one another, then you know you wander that dark path out there. And we don't want to do that. We want to find our strength. You know, our strength is in our love. And so with that said, I'm going to play this next song right here. It says, "You Are My Strength." This is by Hillsong Worship.
Yeah.
maybe it's not what's in the book that's the most important. It's the message that you take away from the book. You know, I don't always have the right words to say, but it seems like the book always does. You know, I'm talking about love today. I'm talking about God's love. Ephesians 2:4 says, "But God being rich in mercy because of the great love with which he loved us." But God being rich in mercy because of the great love that in which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. You know, get a friend that says, by the grace of God, it's by the grace of God we go, or something like that. I can't remember. I'll have to ask her to write it down next time, but it's a really good statement. And above all these things, Colossians. See, I'm terrible with words. But either way, it's the message that you take away from it. You know, when you read a book, it's not necessarily what's in that book. It's the message that comes from that book, the message that you receive from the Word. If where was I? Yeah, Colossians. Yeah, there it is, 3:14. And above all these, put on... But above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. You know, a world in love is in perfect harmony. When you love nature and when you love all the gifts that God has given you and you're thankful and rejoice and, you know, repenting for wrongs and you just walk in love and that's it. And you just love. You just love everybody. You just want to run around hugging everybody, smiling. I love you, you know. You're walking with God when you do that. That's an amazing thing, you know. And so when we're talking about this particular subject out here, and it's you know, you're trying to deliver a message, you just we're just humans, you know. We're just men, we're just women, we're just people, you know. We're not perfect. We were made in perfection. We were made out of love, and we took our free will and we, you know, kind of went awry with it, so to speak. But the good thing about this whole entire subject that I'm talking about, if you humble yourself, in 1 Peter 5:6-7, it says, "Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you." And he's talking about basically giving it all away to God. Let God handle it. You know, he's the one that created. He's the one with the power. He's the one with the power to save, to do whatever. You know. Also in 1 Peter 4:8 says, "Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins." I already read that one there, sorry. Love is patient, it's kind, it does not envy or boast, it's not arrogant. "Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her." You know, the church is you. You know, Christ loved his church, and you are his church. Jesus said that any time two or more come together in his name, there shall he be also. So you always had an audience with God. You always had a voice with Jesus. He's all listening to you anytime you talk. He wants to hear what you got to say. He wants you to be part of his life. Now, that's what's amazing about the whole thing. This whole entire thing, you know, I'm overwhelmed every time I look out there in this world. You know, my heart's saddened, but I'm not supposed to live in fear as a Christian. I'm supposed to leave that fear aside. I'm supposed to live in strength, because that's what Jesus told me to do. That's what God expects of me, not to fear, because he's got this under control. And if you have faith in God, well, if God's with you, who can stand against you? These bodies that we live in, they're only temporary. They're not what defines us. What defines us is something more amazing, something more beautiful. And if you share that beautiful inner you, that love, that life that is you, and you live that life and lead by example that way, you'd be surprised how much that will rub off on others. Anyway, with that said, I want to play this right here because I love this tune right here.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. A precious the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils and snares, we
tell you a little secret about the Bible. It's an amazing book. It's an amazing compilation of a bunch of books all in one. It's an amazing story. But Noah said, hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all offenses. In Jeremiah 31:3, it said, the Lord appeared to him from far away. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have continued my faithfulness to you. God is forever faithful. God's not a liar. He can't lie to you. He don't want to lie to you. He wants you to know the truth. He wants you to want to seek the truth. He wants you to be the best that you can be, what you were created to be all along. And the only way to get there is for you to walk this journey. Excuse me. Sometimes it's a rough one. Sometimes you have to go through bad things in order so that you can appreciate the glory of God. He don't want you to go through bad. Just like no father wants, look, don't do these things. Not because he wants to be mean, but because he knows the consequences. He put the Ten Commandments down. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not kill. The stuff is amazing. It's that simple. It's so simple, those rules to live by. And it wasn't because he hated us. It was because he truly cared, because he loved us. And this, in 1 John 4:9-11, in this the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. And this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he had loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. The book says, what you do unto the least of me, you do unto me. Love is, in 1 Corinthians it says, love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends, and for prophecies they will pass away as for tongues. They will cease as for knowledge. It will pass away. So, well, sometimes we're really taking the hard road because we just didn't understand the truth. You know, a friend loves all times, and a brother is born for adversity. I'll let you think about that one on your own. John 13:34, a new commandment I give you, that you love one another just as I loved you. You also are loved. You also are to love one another. Think about that. Anyway, folks, you've been listening to The Hope Show. I don't always do a good job of this because Beverly, she puts a lot of effort into this. I just take my faith in my hand and I just go with it. You know? And sometimes I'm just not necessarily the best speaker in the world. But everything I do because I believe in that commandment. You know, the new commandment of God. I'll read it again. A new commandment I give to you. It's in John 13:34. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another. That's amazing. That's God. Thank you for listening to The Hope Show.
find you in the mystery, in oceans deep, my faith will stand, and I will call upon your name, and keep my eyes above the waves, when oceans rise, my soul.
My faith would be made stronger in the presence of